Hello everyone and welcome to the fourth ever episode of Saturday Night Discord, the podcast where we talk about absolute nonsense and sometimes useful stuff.
It's you boys, back at it again.
You might hear pops. I lost my pop filter.
How do you lose a pop filter?
Well, I took it off to bring it to your house one day, and then...
It could just be in my closet somewhere.
It ended up in my laundry. And then my mom was like, hey, it's in your laundry. And I was like, oh.
And you didn't do anything about it?
No, and then she put it on the washer. I was like, okay, I'll get it. And then my dad like showed it to me. He's like, what is this? Because it doesn't look like a normal pop filter
anymore.
It's like the one that you put on the mic instead of like the one you have on your mic.
Oh, it's the one like a detuner she has.
No. It's like the different one. That it's like a little.
I know which one it is. Yeah, it's like the cage sort of.
Yeah. So they didn't understand what it was. So I'm like, yeah, just leave it there. And then I go to my mom. I'm like, Mom, do you know where that pop filter was? And she's like, no, it's gone. I was like, great. Nice.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a week.
It's been a week.
It's just been a really long week.
It's been a long week.
No, the first 3 days went really fast, and as soon as I said, you have had a math test.
No. Okay, I'll give you the rundown of how it works. Atarv has it slightly different, but he had a majority of the same things that I had. Monday, Tuesday, math test, both days. Oh, sorry. Tuesday, Wednesday, math test.
Yeah, but Monday was
studying. So Monday was a studying day, right? Because literally the entirety of Monday night was gone because of studying for math. Yeah. I got home. I literally just started math immediately, and I spent the entire time on math.
Yeah.
Then there's Tuesday, Wednesday, math test.
Tuesday night, we also had an English project.
We had an English project due on Thursday.
Oh, for me, it was Wednesday.
That's unfortunate.
Well,
do you have the same English teacher?
Wait, I had it
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday, it was yesterday.
Oh yeah, Thursday. Yeah. You're right.
So, so dumb. English project on Thursday, where it's like a like you have to present. Oh. It's like a presentation. Then, I also had a bio test. It's a bio unit test that the class average was a 66%.
Very difficult.
Really? The class average was a 66%.
My psychology.
So I was freaking out, right? And I did that. And then today was just chill because of that. And I, like, dude, it's been a long week. Like, that's why I was like, oh, it's been a while. Because I don't even remember. Hoko and Powderpuff were last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Hoko was we're recording on Friday today, but this week. But,
you're right.
Hoko was exactly a week ago.
It felt like a month.
It feels like a month. Powderpuff feels like so long ago.
Yeah.
Powderpuff,
I'm tired. It's tiring.
No, you sound gone, bro. You sound straight up gone.
Okay, 1 minute. Sid, for your bio test, is it just because it was a hard test, or is your class full of idiots?
Like no, hard mine test. Is? Hard test.
Okay, because...
No, we have like, bleep out the names, but we have like, got an 80-something. Got a 90 on the dot, but he has the easier teacher. Our class, we have the harder teacher, but we have a lot of really smart people. I don't think we have any idiots.
For my bio class, nobody talked about their score and percentages, but we had our first unit test like about 3 weeks ago. It was on evolution, and like it wasn't too difficult. I don't know if it's just me. I got a 62 out of 68, and then this one other girl, you know, she got a 64 out of 68. And I think us two are the only ones who got over, like, 60 points.
Yeah.
The majority of the people were in the 40s, which is probably, like, a 70%.
Are you ready to submit our physics summative on Monday?
I haven't started.
I have. Almost done.
I have not started. I need to do that. But, that's, like, that's how math sounds for us, dude.
No, but that's not because the test was hard. It just, my bio class is full of idiots.
Oh, no, our test is hard.
No, my
hard. Like, no matter what you do, like, studying, I had to rewrite all of my bio notes to study. That's how I studied.
My psychology
that, class. And I had to,
like, how'd it end up going?
I got a 93.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You did better.
I'll take it. But yeah, it was difficult, but that's why this week has been long, dude. Hoko feels like so long
Why
ago.
Why did you have so many tests in like a week? Hoko right before like, Thanksgiving week.
Because
Hoko
they put nothing that week. Seriously? They put nothing last week because it was Hoko and Powderpuff.
And they oh. It's the only week where you can fit stuff
yeah,
in.
Yeah, because next week Thanksgiving break starts. Yeah, we have the cool oh, dude, week I'm off. So excited for Thanksgiving break. You know what? I'm going to stream at least one day.
Fit. That is
I'm not making promises. I'm not making any promises. I'm not making any promises.
You know that's the biggest lie you've
I
told
I
want
to stream. You don't want to stream?
League.
Phasmophobia. It's been so... I'll hop on. There's so many
I'll
new
hop
things.
Into the lobby, but dude, I can't guarantee that
so
I'll stream,
many new
guys.
Things in
Fit, are you going to have your face cam on?
Yeah.
Fit has transformed
Atarf,
into a nerd into a cutie.
Dude, no. I have had... In my opinion, a glow up, but I don't know how everyone else sees it.
It's a glow up.
No, okay. No. Here's the thing. Sid actually started carrying. Sid always was a fashion guy, right? Mm. You have a shit ton of clothes in your closet.
Yeah. But oh, dude, open my closet really quick, Guitar.
Is there more?
Watch. It looks like a horror scene, dude. It looks like a crime scene.
Bro.
Wait, no. Push it open. More. No, you'll see it.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Oh. That is all just clothes. That's all just clothes, bro.
Sid, why? No, but, okay, Sid, you cared more about your clothing rather than your face.
Yeah.
And then you started caring about your face.
Yeah.
So.
Sid wore a trench coat to school the other day. It confused
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I
looked,
got a lot of compliments.
It looked like a normal jacket, and then he got up, and I was like, where does this end?
No, I got a lot of, you know, they're always like the guys who know nothing
joke.
About fashion, and they're like, oh my god, Sherlock Holmes. But then there are a lot of people who gave me compliments, too.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. Because I don't care about their opinions.
I was going to make a short joke saying it must have just been an XL jacket.
I actually do. Like, It is like a size too big or something like that.
No.
But I love oversized now. I don't know
like
about you guys.
Clothes.
I love
Fit.
Oversized.
Is the best.
I wear every. Look at this. Look how oversized.
Okay,
it is.
But it depends. You need to have some things as oversized.
Yeah.
Like
I know.
If you like sweaters and stuff look good oversized.
I love sweaters.
I don't like.
T-shirts oversized.
It depends.
It
there's
depends.
Some that look good oversized. Also sweatshirt. Sorry, same thing with like sweatshirts and stuff. There's some that look good oversized.
Pants. I feel like oversized unless they're.
I hate oversized pants.
Unless they're like sweatpants.
No,
oversized pants are.
I mean,
not
it depends. I think it depends on the person.
Oversized jeans, worst thing.
No, oversized
baggy
I
jeans.
Hate oversized
baggy
jeans
are the worst.
No
thing.
Offense.
It does not do you any good. To
what
have
about
baggy
the jeans that the girls wear that go like.
Yes. Bell bottoms?
Yeah, I don't know what those
are. I mean,
are.
It depends.
I don't
bell
like
bottoms
them.
Are bell bottoms are like an 80s
I know they're,
thing or something.
Yeah,
wear
I mean,
them in high school and I don't like
some
them.
People. It works for some people, I think. It depends on the person. Like.
It's crazy that bell bottoms are coming back though.
It's yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to it's hard to say that it's in general bad because I think it looks good on some people.
I don't like baggy jeans. I hate baggy jeans.
I generally don't think I can comment much on fashion. I wear the same sweatshirt and jeans every day.
No, Atarf, one day, last recording week, you were looking sick.
Oh, dude, he had, dude, he came in and I saw him and I was like,
we were all complimenting him, man.
That looks so sick.
Right.
I think it was his, was it his shirt or was
it
his pants? It
was his pants mixed, but his shirt
matched
the pants.
Yeah, and it looked, dude, it looks so good. But for some reason, he didn't wear like that to school. He put like a sweatshirt on top of it.
No, I did wear that.
No, but you put something on top of it.
Well, I wore a sweatshirt because it was cold outside, but I wore that shirt underneath.
But I know, but that's what I'm mad about because the combination was so good.
Atar, just take the sweatshirt off in school. Start stripping in class.
No, my friend, he wears two
powder puff.
My friend wears two pants to school. So we can just pull down one of his pants and the teacher looks over at us all confused and he just has shorts underneath.
Oh dude, today I was in physics and so we had a sub, right? Talking in the corner of the room and I was just like I was so depressed because my friends are talking about stuff and I felt so like left out. So I was sitting in the corner like pretending to like cry in the corner and one of my friends sat on top of my back while I was crouched down and so the substitute's like, what are you guys doing over there? They all move apart. They see my friend sitting on top of me like crouching down in the corner. It looked so bad.
The sub, there's like,
oh yeah,
three separate
teacher?
Subs.
Oh.
it was kind of funny. We made a poster for the physics teacher who was absent for a single day.
Yeah.
And
he even like messaged me for something else and he was so I was like, he is fine. Like,
yeah, I mean he's fine. He was just We made like a we miss you poster.
Oh, did you guys see my earrings now?
Yeah.
Did you see
it? I can't see anything.
I got hoops, bro.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Did you see it, Rishi? I got hoops.
Okay, there's this girl at my school. She wears like a different anime cosplay every day. With like
cosplay?
Like one day she wears one character. The next day she has like a wig with pink hair.
No way. No way you wear a wig to school.
No. She had a pink haired wig. I can promise you because the next day she was in her normal brunette color.
No, I remember people doing that on Halloween, not like every day.
No, no, no. She wore this on a random day. Did she get the memo wrong, bro? November.
Did she hear like November 31st instead of October 31st?
I don't.
Like,
it's not even November 31st.
It's November 19th.
Well, it's only the 20th.
20th.
Yeah. Yeah. So break ends and it's still November.
Oh, you want to hear the crazy really? Thing, though?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
You want to hear the... 4 of the 5 came out, right?
I bought it.
And in 10 days, it broke 10 million players.
Wow.
It's become the most successful Xbox game ever.
That's crazy.
And it's really good.
It's hard.
I got the premium edition.
Ooh.
I dropped $100.
You dropped $100 for that?
Because you get it like one day early. How many days
early? No.
I got it 4 days early, and I played it for a few hours.
Why didn't
like
you stream?
Multiple hours.
Why didn't you stream it?
I considered streaming.
Why didn't you stream?
But
you know you can get big from doing that because it's like a new game.
Well, no. All the Forza streamers are a big thing already.
All the Forza streamers got it even earlier.
Yeah, and then
I know that. But a lot of people, those are the times when people start looking at the smaller streamers.
But to be fair, you also have to realize that XQC started playing Forza Horizon 5.
Okay, then it's over. Yeah, then it's GG's. Well, okay, that's not necessarily true because he has a different fan base, though.
True.
He has a different viewer base.
But when you go into the Forza Horizon 5 category and you see XQC at the top, you're like, what?
That's true.
He was driving with the steering wheel and he was like
and he
immersed
backwards while
and he was like reversing and he looked back.
I saw that clip. That was so funny, dude.
He had the same wheel as us.
No, you know, I still like speaking of that, I still put my hands up like this. I still do
for
this.
What?
To fix my glasses.
Oh, because he started wearing contacts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's part of his
glow. When we stop wearing masks, I'm still going to be like pulling my hand up to my nose and pulling
the
mask.
And the only thing I can remember is I remember there was this one trial or something like that, and there was this joke because there's this one senator who did this without any glasses.
Oh.
Just like this, and everyone made fun of it on Twitter and stuff. I was just like, I would be that guy. Because I'm still, like, I was literally just sitting down watching a YouTube video, and I was like, oh, shit, I need to fix my glass. I go like this.
Dude,
so
Sid's going to become a law major one day, and he's going to do that.
A law major?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a lawyer.
You know, Sid will become a law major.
He is the law major.
You know,
I will be the major
I was reading a book, and I often take off my glasses to read because I never clean them. Then, like, it's easier to read without the glasses.
Yeah,
blue light glasses. It's easier to read without them. Yeah.
You usually hold a book close.
I haven't read in so long.
So I take off my glasses. I'm reading without my glasses. But they're slightly far away, so it feels slightly blurry. All right? So I go.
Takes a second to process it. For audio listeners, everyone's an audio listener, but
yeah.
Atarv literally just, like, took off, like, took off his glasses, held it in front of him, moved it back and forth to like see, and then realized that he didn't have glasses on.
It in that situation held it back and forth is holding air. Today during the econ presentation, I'll bleep out the name. Handing out fake gummy bears.
Oh, that was
to
the
entire
thing.
Class.
And then he even said when he came around to me like, This is a time when I reflect on my life. Why am I passing around
fake gummy bears to a bunch of high school?
Fake gummy bears?
Okay, no, listen. So we had econ presentations where we had to like explain price elasticity of demand or supply to like a fifth grade audience.
Nerd.
And so they used gummy bears and we're
popping economic
Sid danced, but
excuse me.
So
Sid, did you dance?
Yeah, we did the pop and economic dance.
Is there a video of this?
Ethan has snaps.
Did he put on a story or anything?
Can you guys
someone?
Yeah, it is.
He got mentioned in my Spanish class as a poet. Like, we were talking about poets in Spanish, and you know.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, Ethan Lemmer is a poet.
No, bro, so many
names Atar has to bleep out.
So Atar, bleep I don't out bleep them out anymore. I mute them.
Oh, because bleep comes in as a thing, right?
No. Yeah. Oh. Well, I set them as explicit now.
Oh,
because
really?
We say shit.
Oh yeah, we say shit.
But more than that, it's the bleep hurts like listeners.
Oh yeah.
It's like really loud. Especially when we're like talking about names and there's like 50 in a row.
Yeah.
It's just really loud.
It's like did you hear the sound like a couple days back? This random sound in the middle of the night?
Yes.
That was the nuclear power plant all the way in.
Oh my god.
That was a nuclear power
plant. Every people. Time.
No. That's what we were wondering. We were driving through there and we're like, because we saw the sirens that the noise comes out. And we're like, listen, we can hear it from here.
Yeah.
How do they sound? How do they
hear?
No, it's actually not that bad because it's up in the air. So the it's not like deafening, but it's bad.
Bullshit. It's significantly worse than here.
No, yeah. I said it's bad.
I'm up like all night at this point, and then
you have to mute that too.
I mean, yeah. Well.
Yeah, it's okay.
Is it okay?
You know,
no, like a sentence.
You know, until like recently,
my master tree used to work at that power plant.
Guys, so really? I'm gonna mention something here, and this is gonna make you all self-conscious about your Instagram bios. I realized I had my school and my graduating year in my public Instagram bio.
I hate
bio.
That people do that. I think that's so weird.
I did it all the way back when I got when I had my private Instagram account, and then I made it public because streaming, YouTube,
you
want to
know
SND,
my Instagram account,
right? Now? Well, you're tagged on every single.
You know what mine is?
But mine is high.
You know what mine is?
What's yours?
I hate this. Straight up, it's just I hate this.
Mine is
my graduating year.
My name is Atarv Gopani, and I run a podcast called Saturday Night Discord with my friends.
You
want to
give them your social security number too while you're at it, bro? No, I think that's crazy that people put their name in their graduating year because you've just
you
given
can get
your
the
age.
School.
You've given your yeah, age, school your age. School.
And
your,
the thing is,
so you've given where you live.
You can see how
you can see the bio even if it's a private account.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't see posts, but you can see the bio.
Yeah, that's why mine is just high. I never want to put
which
my
is,
school.
So that's I realized that recently because I had never changed it. I realized that recently. I was
we
like,
deleted
we,
too.
Well, I did delete. I redownloaded it because I'm
for
historian.
Podcast.
So,
oh, I guess.
I don't post anything. But yeah, also for the podcast. But what was I saying?
Can I just say a really quick?
Oh
fun
yeah,
fact?
I realized it, and I was like. Man, I've spent so much time bleeping out our school name in the podcast.
When it's in
your
bio.
But I go and say, go to Instagram.com/SaturdayNightDiscord, and I'm added in, like, the bio or whatever.
Nice. All right,
a really quick fun fact. Wait, I can't read this. When Crayola crayons were first introduced in 1903, there are only 8 colors. Now there are 120 colors.
You guys ever go to the Crayola factory?
Yeah.
Yes. Where that was that? When you did you make
no way. No way you've never been to the Crayola factory.
Said, so, did you ever make
bro,
your
we
own
gotta
color?
Take him there. Yeah, we'll we
him
gotta take
you
him.
You gotta take him during Thanksgiving break?
Yeah, I made my own color, bro. We made Donald Trump orange ones.
Ah, nice. Oh, straight did you buy like the big pack
dude,
of like all the colors?
Okay. Crayola
like
clay. Crayola clay. The Crayola factory is good.
Is yeah, we yeah, yeah. Go oh my God, dude! No, we need to go to Crayola Factory now. Now I'm
just
so hyped
this,
to go to Crayola
just
Factory.
Just for this dumbass.
No, I don't even care about him. I just want to go to Crayola Factory again,
dude.
I don't care how old I am.
We haven't been to anywhere fun. Like in eighth grade, we went to Hershey.
You know where
Park.
We also need to go?
Where?
Philadelphia Zoo. We gotta
I,
order the Philadelphia.
I'm not going.
Is it open? I'll go.
I'm not going to the Philadelphia
Why?
Zoo.
Sorry,
I went.
You can take photos with your camera.
I went there one time. All right.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be about
when
me?
I was 3?
Okay.
Okay. I got probably the worst flu I've ever gotten. My fever hit 105.
You know what happened? I went to the Philadelphia Zoo. I used to go there all the time because my uncle used to volunteer there as a photographer.
Oh, that's cool.
So he would get to like go into the exhibits and like actually take pictures of the animals and stuff.
Did he get eaten?
No. He's here to tell the tale, but he. So,
he got his leg bit off, but nothing else.
He's seen Mufasa, right?
We went.
Did you say he's
they
seen
start,
Mufasa?
They start reenacting the Lion King in there. A monkey.
No, your
the
father
lion,
is. I mean, your father. Your uncle
my
is,
father is.
Your uncle is the monkey.
No, that's what happens at night.
Yeah,
Lion
King.
Yeah.
It's like Secret Life of Pets, but gone.
You know, HL Lit has to do Hamlet.
We have to do Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah, but they have to do Hamlet.
I tried the Gatsby and like I still haven't heard a single word. And
okay.
We've been
Okay, let me keep going. Oh, yeah. So I went there like when I was, I don't know, 13 or something like that. And I got, do you know what hands, foot, and mouth disease is?
It sounds very bad. Yeah.
You know what that is, right? You're supposed to get that when you're like 7.
Said? It's like
I got that when I was 13 because what happens is people usually get it when they're like 7. So they develop an immunity to it.
Sid never got that.
I never got it, so I never got an immunity to it. But for some reason, I contracted it when I was like 13. And it is the worst.
Sid over here with a shitty immune system.
Dude, it was the worst experience of my... Like, no, actually, I can't say that because stomach bug comes close. But it was so bad. I could not... Okay, so how hands, foot, and mouth disease works is you get sores everywhere. Mm. So like my mouth... I couldn't call my mom.
Dude, as a 13-year-old, like that sounds terrible because you want to go outside. You want to talk to your friend.
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything. I sure couldn't.
I think I remember this.
What? Hands from the
where
mountain?
You just went dark for a few weeks.
Yes. Yeah. I did. It was so bad. And I don't think I've gone after that, but I still...
We should go.
I want to go to Philly Zoo.
I've never been there either. I don't think I've ever gotten hands from
that's crazy. Sid, what's that one garden... place that has
Longwood Gardens?
Yeah, I want
to
go
we
there.
Need to go to Longwood Gardens, yes. During Christmas.
Christmas? I'm in it.
Dude, their Christmas lights?
They set up lights all over?
It's yeah, it's so amazing. Cool. I've been
it's
there.
So, you've been there, right? During Christmas. Oh my god, I'll bro. Be so it's down. So
wait,
cool.
Okay, you guys were talking for a second about performances in English. In English, like 2 days ago, I had to read this. I try if you can bleep it out if it's too explicit.
Go ahead.
But I know you... I know how you clutched my back behind your house and sweated like a stallion whenever I come near. Or did I dream that? If she put me out, you cannot pretend it were you. I saw your face when she put me out, and you loved me then, and you do now.
I mean, that's not too explicit.
That's not too bad, but you know what?
They're talking about having sex behind a barn. I had to say this to one of my
classmates. No. You think that's bad? We had to recreate Romeo and Juliet, okay? And there was a line. No. Introduction thing in Romeo and Juliet is about how this guy is essentially, like, sexually misconducting, one of the maids.
Oh, yeah, we can't say
okay?
that.
Okay, yeah.
Sid, it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, we're not so they were, to and there's a line, and no one got it. No one understood that that's what was happening
please
during
don't
the scene.
Cancel us.
So, but no one got that that's what we were talking about.
Did you get
about.
It, Sid?
No, I didn't. And so we were performing it, and you know, we're saying it on stage out loud to each other. Like, there's a specific line.
Did no one
line,
realize?
Which is, there's a specific line. You can bleep it if you want, but take it in what sense thou wilt. Okay.
Oh.
And the meaning of that is like you know,
please don't
no one
us.
Understood that yeah. So our teacher comes
everyone
in and
like,
he's like, do you guys even understand what's happening? Because you know, we're saying this like a joke, like
everyone
take it in what sense thou wilt, and then
everyone
like,
everyone thought it was like take it how you will.
Yeah, exactly. Take it how you will. Like
it's not take it how you will.
Yeah, it is not. It's you're not giving a choice, but like it's, it is. So he comes in, he's like, he is, and then he says it out loud, and we're like, oh, shoot.
Romeo and Juliet was the best for me, because my teacher, she was, like, so chill about it. She was just, like, she knew he didn't understand anything, so she would explain every single reference in detail to make it so that we understood what was happening.
Dude, that book, I have no idea what happened towards the end. I have no idea.
No,
because we started.
Don't they
we started
poison or something?
No, not like. Well, yeah, but what happened is we started breaking up into groups and taking like separate sections as like groups. But I didn't pay attention to any of the other groups.
Oh.
So I have no idea what happened past a certain point.
Oh, also. My
oh,
English
that was a dialogue between Samson and Gregor. Take it in one sense thou wilt. They must take it in a sense that feel it.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. So okay, that buddy. Sid, you were gone for 3 days. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to say this. Oh. To this other person's face, 3 days, every day, straight. Like, I had to say this multiple times.
Who was I? Who was I in that
moment? I forget.
But, dude.
But I remember I was one of the characters discussing this. I didn't, you were gone for the 3 days, like, the majority of the days we had to, like, practice.
Yeah.
You were gone.
Dude, do you remember Janaid getting punched?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember getting elbowed in the eye?
Oh, yeah. So, we had to do fight choreography, right? Our teacher was so good at fight choreography.
Which is
like
kind of scary.
Yeah, but dude, So he's like, okay.
He taught me how to fight better than my karate instructor.
No, but he told one of her friends, okay, so I'm going to show you guys how to, like, make a punch look real. He's like, he told one of their friends, yo, stand here.
Did he punch him in the face?
Straight up swings, hook, and you just hear.
But he didn't get hit. No.
And our friend was so good too because he fell over. He like made it seem like he got hit and he fell over.
No, he was acting.
Dude, we all gasped.
I was all like, did the teacher just hit him?
Because you know how usually you have to like move your hand in front so you make the. But we didn't see it. Like he did it so quickly. He was so good at it. Like his motion was so fluid that we legit thought that he knocked a student out.
And like we straight up thought that he was gone. Because Janae was on the floor for like a solid 10 seconds. And then he got up laughing and I was like.
Yeah. Dude, everyone gasped. It was crazy.
Oh, I got elbowed in the eye.
How was that?
Like literally. So I had, I had rimless glasses. And the thing with my rimless glasses is they were falling apart. So like you know how like on the inside, like the nose, what are these called?
The bridge.
The bridge. The little pads.
Oh yeah, the pads.
So they were gone. Alright? They were gone. And what holds them in, because it was an Indian pair, was like this flimsy like metal wire.
Indian glasses, bro.
It was this flimsy metal wire. Okay?
Yeah.
And this metal wire, so me and my friend are doing fight choreography. I don't know. Maybe for a second I thought it wasn't recording and I was so angry. Maybe he was just too close or I was too slow, but he swings an elbow at me and it hits my glasses, which just scratches like the side of my face. I'm like, I'm in pain.
Oh my God, that's such a big fear of mine, dude. My eyes getting scratched.
Man, I was in so much pain. I was like, is my eye bleeding? but no, the most I got was like, I got this like cut like right down my nose. And people were confused. They were like, Atarv, are you okay?
I think I cut my, you know, the little ball thing. Here,
yeah,
like right next to your, right next to your eye, the pink ball. I scratched that once.
Oh,
well, how do you scratch? It's so tiny.
I know.
Exactly. Are you talking about like on the inside,
dude,
of it?
Yeah, and so it felt so bad. I legit thought that I scratched my cornea. Yeah. I thought that I scratched my cornea, and I looked it up, dude. WebMD, and it turned to WebMD.
If you scratch your cornea, it goes like really broken.
No, I didn't know that, but I was like, what do you do? I didn't know what this thing was called. What do you call it? Little pink ball near your eye? What do you call it?
I don't know. I just know tears come from it.
Speaking of the cornea, one time in first grade, like I was in the pool and we were playing with water guns. Someone shoots a water gun right into my eye and I'm like, oh no, my cornea fell out.
I need to buy a new one.
Oh no. No. So okay, no, I went
bro, the lifeguard listening to that.
No, that's the most reachy thing. I gotta do something.
I was thinking that because like, oh, okay. I've heard of what a cornea is in first grade, but I actually don't know like what its function or anything.
It's like an eyelash. It just like grows back.
It's the most reachy thing to say. Yeah. Oh no, my cornea fell out.
I can just imagine I'm like a lifeguard sitting there like, do I have to do paperwork for this? What am I supposed to do for this?
No. I didn't actually say it out loud. I was just thinking it.
Yeah, no. I mean, I could imagine you saying it out. No, I went home with this cut in my nose, right? And my mom's like, how'd you get a cut on your nose? I'm like, I got punched. I gave her no other context. I got punched and went to my roof.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. And then she was like, were you in a fight? I was like, kind of.
I mean, it was supposed to be a fight. Like, it was, yeah.
I mean, I took the elbow. Time. I took the elbow. I hate myself.
I hate that you actually did the hand motions.
I did it because he did it.
You literally went in like elbow, like bow or something like that, and I was.
I did it because he did it. But also elbow. Sid, you said a shitty joke like, we're the police because our jokes are like they're so funny it's criminal or some stuff. So like, I remember this joke. I was listening back to it, and we all like. Were sad after you said
it. Oh, I remember that.
And
bro.
I listened to it again. And
did it make you sad again, bro?
Yeah, it did. I fell on my desk.
Have you guys all heard that one joke? Okay, wait. You might need to bleep this out because.
Oh no.
Have you played Mana?
No. Listen, it's the joke is.
Oh.
might need to cut that out.
Yeah, cut that out.
Oh my god.
You might need to cut that out.
You know what? Maybe I'll leave it in.
No, I'm gonna get canceled.
On what? SND Twitter?
Yeah, that's true.
No, if we get popular and they listen to our old episodes, we're screwed.
I'm done.
Bro, we all go.
You
to
played.
Like...
You played Forza, right?
Every
Forza.
No,
Forza.
Forza.
Same thing.
Forza.
Have you
one
played?
That...
Have you played Mana?
Who?
No.
What the hell? Ba nuts in the mouth.
Hey Sid, do you know what the volley is?
I knew it was gonna be some shit like this.
Sid, do you know what the volley is?
What is it?
All of these nuts fit in your mouth?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Man, are you just mocking like our culture?
No.
It's a white person in my school made it up. That,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I was.
That's even worse.
Yeah. I know.
It wasn't a white person. It was an Indian.
He made it.
Oh my god.
Oh, I hate that kid.
I hate him too. We shouldn't talk about people.
Yeah. Dude, Among Us. That was Among Us days.
Among Us edition.
Among Us edition.
Him during Among Us.
Dude, he used to get on my nerves so much. Because I was like the toast of the group, right? I was like...
I don't know what that means.
I was your Sykuno.
Yeah, you were my Sykuno. Exactly. That's literally what it was. You would just kill me randomly too. But
I had no loyalty.
Yeah, you had no loyalty, bro. But I remember the one time the stacking.
No, I always
worked.
Killed you first. I always killed you first.
Yeah, because you knew that I was the only one who would figure you out.
Because I would win if I didn't kill. If I killed you.
And
first.
The worst part was that because like,
everyone else was too stupid.
No, the worst part is I would say like, listen, I think it's these two people. I would die. They would be like. This guy seems kind of sus, and they would go for someone else.
They'd vote you out,
Sid.
Yeah, they'd vote me out.
They killed me and you, like every round.
Yeah. Oh, I got so mad. Don't you remember there was a one stream where I just stopped playing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was just like,
oh,
nah,
you
got
Sid. So do you remember?
And I usually don't get when I'm streaming. I usually don't get pissed because I'm like,
do you remember?
Sid, you stream like twice. Okay.
I made Among Us highlights. Remember that one video?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
So my first, I had two. Three rounds in that game. The middle round was useless. I mean, I just picked the ones I won. But the middle round was useless. The first round, it was me and Janiel. And I killed you for... That was a really good round. Because we won in, like, 30 seconds.
Oh, I remember that one.
That was,
that
was a really good round. Yeah. We, like, played faking really well.
Yeah.
The last round in that was probably one of my favorite rounds of Among Us I've ever played. It was me and you... And I did a kill, and it was the kill that you needed to frame someone else. I committed a kill across the map. You were across the map. Everyone thought I was across the map. And so it couldn't be pinned on you.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, bro. That was, like, so perfect. I remember that clip, too. It was so good. I was so happy. Bro, when me and Atar were together...
Oh, everyone was over. Everyone
it was over.
It was over.
Don't you remember that one round? We literally got in. We called a meeting. I was like, oh, it's Aditya and Jensen.
Yeah, I was like, wait, why?
Literally 5 seconds, I was like, dude, it's just Aditya and Jensen. Can we just finish it off? It was both of them, and we finished it off.
Yeah, that was unfair.
The thing is...
I missed those days, dude.
Dude, Among Us, if me and Sid were... I said at the end of the game, too. I was like, you guys stood no chance. And they were like, yeah, we know. Before we continue, it's time for our ad break. Thanks for the support, guys. Back to the show.
Dude, those games, I want another game like that. I want another good multiplayer game.
Not multiplayer.
Because
I want another good social deduction game.
Oh.
Yes. I do, too. I want a good social deduction
it's
game,
called,
too.
It's called socialization.
No, we should also play Golf It. That was really fun.
Golf It got stale really
because
quickly.
No one has it, and it was the same thing over and over. Us hitting each other around, us missing on purpose, this and that.
Yeah,
it was also hard for me to play.
I like Fast, though. I wanted to play Fast.
It was hard for me to play Golf It up on stream. Also, Faz was hard for me to play up on stream.
Yeah, because Atarv wouldn't get scared. I would get scared as shit. So scared, bro. When I saw the woman crawling on the ground. No. When I would see the woman crawling on the ground, I was like,
Aditya pissed me off. Aditya pissed me off so much.
I got so
scared. He would just
scream
at random in the radio.
Yeah, because I would do too.
I got so scared.
You were different. You were different. He would start screaming random words into the.
Oh yeah, because
I got
like
so
this. Okay, the ghost would be coming towards us, and Aditya would start talking while the ghost is coming, and I would be freaking out because you're not supposed to talk while the ghost is there.
And then
there's
it has me. And then there's me, and I just played to screw with these people,
dude. Atarv would randomly start like, and I would,
Wait.
Oh, that was the car?
Yeah, no. I did the...
Dude, while he was next to me in a dark room, he turned off the light. He did that.
Do you remember that one useless ghost? I got ghost?
So scared.
That, the one useless ghost that wouldn't come.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't chase us yet.
No. Did you see me? Do you remember that round? I was trying to get killed, and it took so... I got killed first.
No.
But it took so long.
No, and then me, Atar, would chill motion by myself. It's just that...
Oh, no. Because... And by myself, I would play up so much. That would be so funny to watch, like me, because I'd be so scared. But with other people, I treat it as a huge joke. Oh, I remember... I'd be in a room with Sid, and then I'd start saying the name.
Oh my god. That was not... Okay, so I would always do this thing, right? I never told anyone, but I would always be like... I would say the name, but I would say it a little bit farther outside the room.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't be the one there, because I didn't want to
get... No, but I would make sure Sid was in the room with me.
Yeah.
And then I would spit off the name.
And once it got me killed, too.
Yeah. No, I found it so funny. I started laughing.
No, because I remember there was this one time I was trying to get into a closet that Atar was in, and he's like, no. I try opening, no. Ghost comes in and kills me. I was like, bro.
I said no, and then I called the name.
Yeah.
I said, no. Hey, Annabelle, come here.
Yeah. Dude, it was so bad.
Eventually had to come out of the club.
That was a great game. I miss those social games.
Hey! Remember that one person's party we had to come out of the closet to surprise them?
Oh my god, that was a setup. It was dumb.
I know, it's cringe.
I miss those social games.
No, so Phasmophobia. I miss
the days where we just Sid, reseed for the
yeah. Phasmophobia. I growled into the, oh man, Faz.
Are you okay?
Faz, man,
Jazzy.
I would enjoy.
The nectarine dude, taste.
Sid, do you know that? Nervous. What was that? Little Nightmares.
Oh, that, I want to like, play really that cool game, adventure bro. Game. Yeah, that horror.
No, adventure. I want to play story games more now.
Yeah, but okay, I don't like have the patience for story. I tried playing nightmares. Doom. I couldn't play little Doom. Nightmares. I don't have the patience for story games.
That's true.
Because you have to like go roundabout ways, and if it doesn't work, you're like, why isn't it working?
You know why? One of you know I what is one of my
story games?
No, but you know what's one of my favorite games for that reason?
Pokemon.
No. Well, Pokemon any day. I will play Pokemon. I want to.
Are you gonna buy the new Pokemon
so bad, bro? I don't have a Switch.
I'll buy you a Switch.
Also, take I think mine. That the new Pokemon games are shit. I think Pokemon has become off-brand Pokemon now.
In a way, yes, because they're always been targeted like Star Wars? Children. And the children now are a bit, like...
Dumber.
And not even just dumber.
They have simpler taste.
They have simpler taste.
Like a ninja.
They need to be reinvigorated every time. They need small, short things rather than long, thought-out things.
Actually, that's so true. Like, that's not what he meant.
Atarv. Stop. That's not what we meant. Like, okay, look at TikTok. TikTok's popular. It's a nice short thing.
Oh my god.
Now we're the 5-year-olds, bro.
No, but you're so right, dude. If you think about it, all of our favorite TV shows have been so childish.
No, last year. In English, my teacher, she played like a children's TV show. She has a babe. I think she has a baby. She was showing us and she's like, don't you think this is a little bit... We were reading Fahrenheit 451. It's a utopian society.
Yeah.
Don't you think this is a little bit weird? A little bit utopian, brainwashy? We're like, yeah.
No, you know what I think is dystopian? Like, oh, I already mentioned this. I think Pokemon, the Pledge of Allegiance is dystopian.
Pokemon, Beyblade, these are the things that like really hit me. Like
Bakugan, Pokemon, Beyblade,
Bakugan.
No. All of these things got so like... Oh. Childized, bro. Bay Once Blade the Burns. Aloha region hit for okay, Pokemon,
okay.
gone.
Okay, so I have to say something. I don't know if this is going to pull back nostalgia for anybody except me, maybe Aditya.
What
okay, up? So first off, Legend of Ninjago nostalgia I know is for everyone, okay?
Yeah.
Legend of Ninjago, oh man, they ruined it with the new seasons. Oh, yeah, because yeah. they like changed ever since season 8.
No,
I watched all the new seasons. But
because they
directly
like,
really, shows the
they did the
night.
Same thing that they did with Pokemon. They rebooted it and they made it for
pissed
smaller
me
children.
And
off.
They made it short
I thought
and
like
nice.
Ninjago only went up until season 10.
No,
they made a season 12.
Well, they're not considered season 12. They're considered season 1 and season 2.
Yeah, they like it, they restarted. Cut it off. But it's ridiculous. Okay,
they're
that's
short
one
and sweet
great.
Because
now
the story
I'm gonna
changes.
Say I'm gonna say this. There was a DS game for Lego Ninjago. Okay?
Yes, and there's a mobile game. For when it was Chen's Island.
Listen.
I remember all
listen,
this.
Listen. The mobile game was one thing.
The
Lego Ninjago DS game, right? Do you remember, Sid, do you remember in season 0, which is the pilot season, and season 1, how they would play video games on their TV.
Yeah.
And it would be that little pixel
type
thing.
Yeah.
That was the DS game.
No, Atarv, how about this? Remember that one game on the Ninjago website where it's like you have to parkour up and down?
Yeah.
There was something.
Oh, no. For this that was a game DS game, like, except a bit more high definition, and you could get different suits. So you were able to get like the ZX suit.
No,
and that was the also original on the LEGO suit. And the
you know what I never understood website. Why they didn't make?
What?
Krabby Patties. They open up, Nickelodeon opens up a Krusty Krab food chain. That would have popped off during like our time when SpongeBob, like everyone knows what SpongeBob is.
I think they were a bit too worried about how many liabilities come with food.
They could have purchased. Nickelodeon didn't necessarily directly have to do it. They could have partnered with, say, McDonald's, Burger King.
Oh, if they partnered with McDonald's,
you make a Krusty Krab like a restaurant,
bro,
chain,
bro. Like, Nickelodeon, like the, Nickelodeon like is things. Nickelodeon is super loved. They could have gotten a Krabby Patty into McDonald's. Over here, you got Travis Scott, who got 8 people killed, and he has a burger.
You got the Mr. Beast burger.
Was that too...
It was a too high, yeah.
Was that too...
No, no, I think the general consensus about is he should have stopped. We shouldn't talk about this, but general consensus is...
I mean, we can talk about it.
No, but it's like something...
He should have stopped the concert.
We can talk about it. Honestly, man, it wasn't 8 people who died. They said 8 people confirmed.
It was 8 people... it was a bunch injured.
No, but like, yeah, I think that concert should have been stopped. There's no.
Oh no, you know, there was like, there was that story. Did you read that story about this girl who was like talking to the security officer and he was like, "Shut up."
What?
Really?
Yeah.
There have been like clips on the internet right after of like other like big artists stopping their concerts to help people like
no.
get up.
No. Imagine this, Sid. And this is like pulled directly from her story that she described in length, which was like heartbreaking to read, but. It was like weirdly vivid.
That's because it was true.
But imagine you're in a concert, you're close to the front, and you're just enjoying Travis Scott for some reason. And then you're being like pressed up against the front, and you start to feel trouble breathing because you're being suffocated. And then you fall over and you see a dead body.
What the hell?
She looked her dead body in the eyes.
It's so scary. And it's like...
Man, I was in the mob at HoCo and stumbled over.
That's what
I was
about to say.
I was scared shitless.
That's what I was about to say, dude. Like, just... like, on a much smaller scale, but, like, even HoCo... Bro, STEM HoCo had so much
pushing. So many people... At East HoCo, people were
Because, no,
over.
People were being idiots, and they were just pushing for the sake of pushing.
You see...
Yeah, that was...
I was in the mob twice.
Oh, we were in the mob the
See,
entire
here's
time.
The thing. I was in the mob twice, and I came out. The second time I was forced in. The first time I was, like, I went in, but I was, like, pushed towards the middle, which I regretted. I was not well at all. So Sid was saying, like, yo, your back's not even sweaty. First off, I don't sweat as much. So
now, nah, bro. In general, your back being sweaty isn't about your sweat. It's about everyone else around you.
Oh, my
sweat.
Hands were like,
dude, it's it was
but
so bad.
Oh, there. Dude, it smells
but,
so
but
bad.
But no. So I was in. So Sid was like, "You have to go back in. You have to go back in." I was like, "Sid, I have a medical issue."
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I remember that.
I couldn't. At the end of HoCo, Aditya remembers. I like came off like I was like drunk, but no, I was just trying to like. So what? When you're immensely tired and not feeling well and nauseous and about to vomit, but you also got to put on a happy front, you end up looking drunk.
I went to like an after party afterwards for a little bit, like just for like an hour, and I was like, dude, I'm so tired. I went
directly home.
And I didn't have like a ride on standby, which was important for that. So I just left.
Me and Aditya walked to the nearby Wawa.
Oh yeah, we
and then
we drove to Wawa because our friend drove us.
Oh.
So we drove to Wawa, and we blasted Levitating on the way back.
Bro, I was playing Forza, and Levitating was on the Horizon radio.
Bro, the Horizon radio.
I was doing a race, and I'm listening to the music, and I'm like, why do I recognize this?
I don't think I'm excited for any new games.
Okay, no. There's a couple games I'm excited for. There's this one game. It's like,
but it's crazy. Like, what were you talking about?
Video games. Yeah.
Yeah. I have nothing that I'm excited about, which is crazy because I'm usually excited about something or the other. Okay. Like, okay. League season 12 came out, dude. Oh. I played TFT in class today. Really? I was playing TFT in physics and in
The new TFT with the augments.
It's so good. It's so good. I've been watching streamers the entire time. Us League fan. Like, TFT is so good, dude. The new dragons came out for League.
Yeah. I was playing with some of my like other friends. From my school, and I'm like, Chemtech Dragon, what is this? I've never seen this.
I played League once and I was like, I'm bored.
Can we talk about Arcane, though?
Dude, have you guys watched it? You guys don't need to have played League, but have you watched Arcane?
No, I feel like a walking advertisement.
I feel like a walking advertisement for this show. You expect it to be like a video game show. Like, you expect it to be a video game show.
Like the Dota show.
It's like a standalone show, and it's animated, and it's so...
The animation looks really sick.
Yeah. And not just that, but it's not made for kids.
I can tell, because it's talking
about... What I really love about the League of Legends franchise, it's the amount of care that Riot Games puts into that game.
It is so well... I was praying on its downfall, because that's what I do with a lot of them. Not praying on its downfall, but I was like, dude, this isn't going to work. It's going to be so bad.
The Witcher was bad by Netflix.
It was the first show to top Squid Game on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. But, dude,
Arcane... So like
Arcane is the new
Riot made a series with like three.
Is it like so? It's like based on
It's like the MCU, where it has kind of to do with the comics, but at the same time, it's like not. It doesn't take the exact.
Because I know.
Yeah, so this is a Netflix original. So
that's good maybe, but apart from. Like,
is that Jinx, by the
two?
Way?
Yeah.
The cover?
Apart from, like, well, I don't know about Arcane, so I can't make a judgment, but apart from, like, a couple, like, shows or movies, right? I hate when studios adapt games into movies or TV shows.
I do, too, because the problem is they try to make the gameplay into
show.
It's not anything to do with the gameplay. Like, not... Like, literally, three or four of the characters are actually from League. Unpopular opinion. I think Squid Game's overhyped. It is a very good show.
I think it is overrated, and I haven't even watched the show.
I don't think it's overrated. I think it's overhyped. There's a difference. It's a very good show.
I was annoyed, but even if I watched, I think I still would have been annoyed by how much Squid Game content dominated YouTube.
That's true.
That's all it was.
That's true. But
every YouTuber was doing Squid
Game
content.
More mad about is because there are other K-dramas and stuff that are in the same genre, right? Sweet Home, bro. If Sweet Home popped off, like...
The webtoon for Sweet Home was good enough.
I don't, like... Even the show, I was so
surprised
at the show.
I remember Sid
so
scared about that back in
I was in VC. I was watching episode one because I already read the webcomic.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're listening to this right now, if you liked Squid Game, in my opinion, better than Squid Game, a show called Sweet Home.
Oh,
and
you're just gonna,
it's
okay.
Yeah, you should definitely
read the webtoon.
So there's a webtoon. It's really difficult too now because you know how webtoon implemented that thing with like buying. But I read the webtoon, so I knew exactly what was gonna happen. That's why I was so scared, because there's one scene.
Oh, you know the
scene. There's one scene in the first episode.
Guy?
No.
Which one?
This is a spoiler. So if you are gonna watch it, close your ears for this part. Are you gonna watch it?
Someday.
Yes, then just close your ears for this part.
I cut out the spoiler.
That is one of the first things that I read that at night.
That's
Shrieker even told me. He was like, "Yo, because we read the comic from the same artist, like the previous one that he made. You remember that one?
The Marmalade. Which one was the one?
Bastard.
That was so good.
It was so
good.
That was
so well
done. So that's why he was like, Shrieker was like, dude, you should read this. It's by the same author. And I was like, oh, sick. I got to read this. But he specifically said, don't read it at night.
Yeah, I remember the next day you were like,
me being me, I was like,
breathe over.
And so I read it at night, bro. I could not sleep. I straight up, that was one of the first things that I, don't you remember the next day I came in, I was yeah. like, I read that.
That's the I day can't. I started reading
it. Yeah. It was so,
remember
was
when so we could get though. Webtoon on the school iPads?
Yeah.
That was actually good because during class you could read.
Dude. That's, yeah. I miss those days.
I don't even have Webtoon anymore.
You know, I used to read Webtoons in French during French class because our French teacher was like, oh, you can only read stuff in French so that you get like content and stuff. So I was like, you know what? All right. I got the French translation. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep reading.
So a friend watched Squid Game and then told me about it. And then they were like, I know you and you shouldn't watch it until you have time to be mentally like broken for a bit.
Oh, it's very like not I wouldn't say sad person. It is actually pretty sad, but like, you know, I don't feel emotions when I
see
what,
the
I
issue is crying. The issue is I overthink things, and like she was like, for your mental state, watch it over Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, Atari, no,
how often do you cry at TV shows?
No,
I don't cry.
You think about all the other things that like happen, like you're like all the bad things that happen. I don't know about you, but do you know the premise of the show? You must know the premise of the show, right? So you know how people die, right?
Murder.
I always thought like, bro, this is the main character, but think about all the other people. They have their own things that they're worrying about, and they're just getting killed off like this. And they're making it a game.
Oh,
that
no, I think about,
crazy
like,
to
yeah,
me.
I think about
like,
it. Like,
and that was what really got me with it, because people were like, oh my god, but people didn't realize, like, those undertones with it, like, what all this really insinuates, which is kind of sad to me, because, you know, Roblox started having Squid Game and stuff like that. Like, my sister was like, oh, have you watched Squid Game? She's young, right? And she's like, oh my god, are you doing the Squid Game thing with red light, blue light, green light, and stuff? And I'm like, dude,
you know
why do you
know
what
me?
This is?
You know what annoys me? Kind of. Okay. I mean, one YouTuber was actually self-aware about it, which I found funny. Anthpo.
Oh, yeah. I know, so I know you're talking about.
But, like...
Which is weird, because I don't traditionally like what they have to say about things.
No, his video...
Oh, it's his?
Huh?
Oh, you're saying him.
What about him?
Oh, that's not who I was thinking about then.
Oh, Anthpo.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking about.
Anthony Poe.
I was thinking about,
he's the guy who made every episode of Avatar, Part 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of, Pokey.
Oh, no.
She said it. She's like, why'd you guys recommend this to me? This is so, like, it's, like, so gory. It's so, like, like, not sad, but, like,
she must like more light stuff, then.
And
no, but like, but she's right. If you think about it, it's a very dark. It's a very
no,
dark.
Here's
show.
What pisses me off.
No. Okay, let me finish.
Okay, yeah.
So Anthpo is like he's doing it, and he's like, "Are we profiting off of a trend? Yeah. Are we doing the exact same thing that the Squid Game show is the Squid Game show's message to not do is? Yeah." That is what we're doing.
Yeah.
But hey, it makes for content.
And
they shot paintballs
instead. Don't take me wrong. I still think it's a good show, but it's if you liked it, there is a lot of other content out there for you to watch.
I feel like I would have liked it a bit more, or I would have given it a chance if it was less mainstream. It being mainstream and seeing all these things kind of ruined my perception of it.
I've always hated that, because I always hate that thing of like, oh, if it's mainstream, I don't like it. Like,
no, it's
I
not about
that. That
it's more about.
I understand.
Like
I like
deeper shows. I like
it is a pretty. It is a pretty
but
like deep
seeing
show.
How mainstream it is and like how
it ruins.
It ruins the perception.
Yeah.
I
get what you're
and
saying.
I don't
because
watch
then
it
people
for that
then the community ruins
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's no, like My Hero Academia.
Oh yeah.
It's been totally ruined by the community. The show is fine alone. The community ruins everything.
I'm pretty glad that it also became mainstream, because I saw it all over TikTok. I don't think I would have watched it if I didn't see it over TikTok.
I would have, because,
okay.
You know, I was...
Look, one day into it, I have my friends message me, you gotta watch Squid Game.
Yeah, I would have still watched it, but it was crazy, because people were like, yo, have you watched Squid Game? And I was like, no. And then I look at it, and it was a K-drama, and I was like, what?
Well,
like,
I wouldn't say K-drama. Isn't K-drama more like...
No, it is a K-drama.
It is definitely
it is a
K-drama.
It's a drama, and it's
even
in
though
Korean.
It says drama doesn't mean it's a rom-com, bro.
No, I know that, but, like...
It is a Korean. It is a Korean drama. It is. That is what it is.
The only K drama I've watched is King's Avenue.
Were you looking for like K action?
First of all, that's super racist because that's not in Korean. It's Chinese.
Oh shit!
It's Chinese. Yeah. It's Chinese, bro. The Chinese are gonna come after.
No. There was two different conversations. There was a racism conversation happening, and there was me over here going, Rishi, what do you want? K action, and then you guys are talking about.
I was like, bro, you're being racist,
dude. Can you cut that out? I feel bad.
I can't cut it out now. It's fine.
Korean.
No, bro, it's not Korean. It's
well,
shit.
We're leaving that in there.
I hate you all.
We're leaving a detail.
What did you think was all Korean?
King's
Do you know what King's Avatar is?
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah. He was like, dude, that's the only what's the only K-drama? I'm like, King's Avatar.
I thought that was a K-drama. Dude, that was so cringy, but like, it hit me. I don't know why.
Oh, no. There's like some cringe shows that like...
No, you have not seen King's Avatar. It's all about video games, and then it starts playing those emotional themes like, yeah, teamwork. And
oh, yeah.
But I don't know why. I just liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was good.
Because it was a good underdog story.
No. Listen. There's some movies, some children's movies that I can watch today.
Charlotte's Web.
And...
Charlie Brown.
And I can be like, man. And my... The top of that list, not the sequel, although the sequel is good in its own way. It wasn't good as a sequel. It was good in its own way, kind of. The Lego Movie.
Oh, the Lego Movie is so good.
I disagree.
You know what movie?
I can watch the Lego Movie right now and I
would
love
it. If you didn't cry during this, you have no, like, I have no emotions, but this got me. Marley and Me.
I haven't seen
that. I don't cry during movies.
No, but Marley and Me was...
I don't cry. I can't cry.
I'm definitely crying for like at least an hour.
It was like,
actually,
Marley and Me was so different.
Okay,
it was so.
This is so weird. I cried for one movie.
Oh, I remember you talking about
one movie.
Yeah. I don't remember the movie.
Big Hero 6.
No way. I cried for one show. I've cried for one show before.
I have two, actually.
Last episode of Gravity Falls.
Okay, you told me.
You're a big Gravity Falls fan.
Dipper getting on the bus and leaving and reading the notes, see you next summer.
I was like literally just like, it's over.
I stayed up all night. Your Lie in April, 24 episodes, I think. Watched the whole thing, the whole night. In the morning at the end, I was so tired and the ending was so sad enough that I was just done.
No, like, man, Big Hero 6, I don't know why, but the part where in like the alternate
dimension. I haven't watched Big Hero 6.
You haven't seen it?
Okay,
I
haven't
watched
Big Hero 6. You cannot give anyone else shit about not watching anything. Not going
that's
anywhere.
Like, you gotta. I'm gonna say this because, like, at this point, like,
no,
cover your ears
so
if you want
old. No,
to.
Fit.
But.
Cover your ears. We're watching this
but,
and you're getting a
We'll watch in VC later.
Okay. So the one part where they're in the alternate dimension thing, and he lets go of Baymax.
Yeah.
No.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
I was so sad. I was crying for so long.
Dude,
I was like 10 years old.
Same.
Too.
Yeah. You can.
Tarv, obviously, same. We're the same age.
True.
Dude, I was like 15. Wait,
no, what? I wasn't. I was. Yeah, I was. No, I was less than 10. Honestly, I was like 9 or something.
That, like,
okay,
so I
was 9.
They didn't.
So I was. I watched this, and I'm just like, no. I'm so sad,
dude.
I didn't even fully cry. I got tears in my eyes. And
you know
started
what's another
falling to my face.
Another movie that's really sad. I didn't cry, but it was very close to making me.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's I don't know what the movie is called, but there's this one about a dog, who like goes to the train station, every day because his like owner like has to use the train station to go. So all the people at the train station know him and stuff. I don't know what the movie is called, but dude, that is so sad, and it's a true story. The entire thing is a true story. I heard that and I was like,
man,
I was like,
true story makes it like so much more.
There was this one Indian movie. It was a indie film. The cinematography was so like in India they have these clay homes.
Hachi, a dog's tail. It's a Shiba Inu.
That sounds familiar.
Like
I literally searched up
dog
train
station.
Movie.
That's what I said. That's what I looked up.
No.
As well.
Oh
yeah.
No. What was it? Ow.
You good? What was, oh, that's your glasses.
He literally, I don't even know what happened. He like touched it this, like, he touched no. it horizontally.
No, he touched it the wrong way. What happened? I snapped, but the
too close. Under,
the underside of the snap caught my glasses. No.
How do you do that?
For Aditya's birthday, I don't know if it was last year or the year before.
Definitely was last year.
No, it was the year before because we had a sleepover that night. We watched Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, I know what you're about to talk about. Yeah.
And our friend, at the end, there it's a sad ending.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously sad.
Yeah.
Like, it was a sad ending. Yeah. I was sad, but I don't cry for movies. And over, I hear got crying. And then next to him, I hear going, they can't do that. They can't do that.
It's a movie based on a real story, too.
They can't do that. And I look over and it's your tears streaming down his face.
No.
I started laughing.
No, I'm pretty
which
sure
is kind of
you.
Stupid because a person just died on screen and yeah. I'm laughing.
Remember in the parking lot after that, my dad was like, you want to feel some G's?
But, like, he didn't even go that fast. He went, like, 40.
No, he didn't go that fast at all, but it was, like, really quick. That
dude,
was
I literally accelerated to 20, and the kids in the car were like, Sid, slow down, Sid. And I was like, bro, I were at 20.
Sid, you were, okay, no. You were going, you were accelerating quickly. You didn't gradually.
No,
dude.
No,
I didn't mind.
It was
I'm
fine.
A rebel.
It was,
no,
it was
I'm,
20,
Rishi,
bro.
Rishi, really you 20. Came in, like, yeah, you live on the edge of time, too. You came in, like, 20 minutes late because you were sleeping.
Bro.
I was sleeping too, Rishi. I woke up.
No. Shop. I have to talk about it. I love Rishi to like the moon and back, but this is one of my biggest pet peeves, okay? He will do this thing where he will literally just fall asleep. Like, we will have a conversation. We give him 5 minutes and he's like, oh, yeah, I was taking a nap. Like, we find this out 2 hours later, okay? So we have to go to a meeting for something.
Oh, my God.
And we're all planning to carpool. Literally, we're like, okay, guys, be ready in around 15, 20-ish minutes.
No, it wasn't 15, 20. It was an hour. We said an hour before. We were talking to Rishi. We said an hour before, and we were like, okay, so I'm super tired, but I'm working. Okay.
No, also another thing. I set the time to be 10 minutes before I knew we had to leave.
Yeah.
I knew someone would be late. So
we knew Rishi would be late.
Yeah.
I'm not late all the time. It was just that one time.
No, you're Rishi, late.
No,
you're
Rishi,
late.
I'm good at getting punctual now. Like a year ago or before.
It
was that one time.
Rishi, like
listen,
last
Rishi,
month,
that's
every
you
morning.
Saying it. It's the people around you, okay?
Rishi, here, I'm going to say this. Don't feel sad. But today, you coming on time was an exception.
Dude, I was literally like...
That's because we were at school. There's nothing I could do about it. We were
No.
No, you
today,
came on
today, you
time.
Came on time.
Like, me and Atarv were like...
That's an exception.
Like, Rishi's here? I literally... That was the thing. That was literally what I said.
No, I come on time, like, every week.
Yeah. Sure.
What?
So we get there. So we're, like, driving to his house, right? We're driving to his house to pick him up. Driving to his house and to pick him up, right? I wait outside his house. I text him, I'm like, come out. Come out at like 5 minutes before, okay? We're just standing there and I was like...
We each called Rishi like 4 times.
No. This isn't even the crazy part. I honk in his driveway 3 times. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
I honked in the driveway like, yo, come on. Doesn't come out. So I was like, bro, what? By this time, it's already 5 minutes past the time that I said we needed to leave by, okay? So... And this was, this was 5 minutes past the time that we needed to leave by. Not the time that I said. Yeah, this was past the time that we needed to leave by. So I was like, all right, I have to go to his door. I go to his door. His dad opens the door. And he's like, hey, how are you doing? Like, what's wrong? I'm like, oh, yeah, we have this meeting. And I don't know if Rishi's coming. He's like, oh, I think Rishi's sleeping.
No, you know what I'd like to say?
I was like, oh, could you wake him up for me? That was like my reaction. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. I hear him go upstairs and open the door. He's like, Rishi, you have to go somewhere. I was like, this kid was actually sleeping. He was legitimately sleeping, bro. There's no way he did this.
No, you know what I'd like to note? I came home. I'm super tired. I was doing work, and I was listening to, like, down-tempo music.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. But... I had an alarm set for when I had to leave, right? And it's, like, on my desk. And I'm like, slouched on my desk. I wake up at 4:25, and I'm like, I slept. So I quickly get ready, put on my shoes, and run out the door.
Have you ever been in and out of sleep really quickly? But yeah, you lose your bearings. It feels like you slept for so long.
That's what happened in math class today. I don't know if you saw me.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
I felt it. My head dropped and I picked it up. It was like the TV show thing. And I realized it happened because I felt my head jerk back when I woke back up.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was like, shoot, was I gone?
The bus ride in the if I sleep on the way back. I don't get sleepy in the mornings, but I get sleepy on the way back. And if I get sleepy on the way back, I get off.
Oh yeah,
because
you walk.
I walk back because the bus takes too long to get back from there.
Really?
Yeah. So I get off at Waynebrook, right?
Did you stop carpooling?
Yeah, we stopped carpooling because of some issues, but I mean nowadays I'm driving to school, but my dad's not home right now. We're in the bus. We go to another neighborhood right before it, and this other neighborhood looks remarkably similar to the neighborhood I get off of. And I wake up and I'm like, did I not get off? And he's no, you're good. And I'm like, what? Oh, what's happening?
But I think we're all getting a bit sleepy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so Monday.
No, Rishi, we're done.
Rishi, that was screw
your Monday, bro. You know what? Screw your Monday.
That's supposed to be a nice transition.
Yeah, and he's oh, you're the last one day.
I'm leaving that shit in.
Come on. And he's over here but I think we're all getting sleepy, so I think we're done.
Leaving that shit in.
It's the last Monday.
I wanted to make it subtle.
Anyways.
We got to cut it.
Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Discord. If you enjoyed the episode, please give us a follow on whatever platform you're on, or give us a subscribe on whatever platform you're on, depending on the platform. Go to instagram.com/SaturdayNightDiscord for updates, and you can check out our link in bio for all the platforms we're on, or go to anchor.fm/SaturdayNightDiscord to see all of our platforms, and you can message us through Anchor. I can't promise that I'll check my Anchor messages, but
Instagram.
Slide in our DMs if you want. The best way to contact us is through Instagram DMs or directly. Contact one of us. But overall, that's been it. Thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Discord and Sid.
As always, don't put your hand on wasps.